when I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. What type of show is this today? Well, for the very first time, we're doing two things. We're inaugurating our awareness snacks, short shows that make you aware of things you need to know that will affect your aging now and in the future. And we're also going video, so that you'll be able to see our shows on YouTube and other video platforms. And I'm so happy to introduce these new mechanisms for ourselves with a really good friend of mine. His name is Thomas Siao, and he is, and I have worked together for years with regard to really bringing what is happening, the cutting edge of what's happening in geroscience to the public. And while, like me, he's not a geroscientist, he is somebody who has observed the field very, very carefully for many, many years. So thank you, Thomas, for being with us today.
Thanks, Adrian, for having me.
So let's start with your background, because I think a lot of people don't even know the word geroscience. They fear that they're not going to understand it to begin with. And as I said, you're somebody who did not come from that world, but really got entrenched in it. So give us a second of your background, and then we're going to talk about the upcoming event that everybody should be attending. That is really brought to you by the Catalyst Institute, as you see on Thomas's screen, and it's called Targeting Metabesity. But give us an assurance that even us peasants can understand what's going on.
So I introduce myself often as a recovering lawyer, so I have no technical background to speak of. But, you know, this is a fascinating area, and one can be a quick study if you have interest, and it's certainly become a passion of mine. I'm not from industry, like the pharmaceutical or biotech industry. I'm sort of on the operating side of startups, emerging companies.
Right.
And this is a fabulously interesting topic, so I'm very enthusiastic to talk to you about it.
Now, geroscience, I think, I'll tell you the truth, every time I put geroscience into one of my articles, it gets corrected by my correction to neuroscience. That means that geroscience is really under the radar. Explain what geroscience is.
It's quite simple. It's the study of the biology of aging. That's it.
And
it's
what
a branch of science. Neuroscience is a study of neurological processes in the body, in the brain. Geroscience is the study of the biology of aging.
And there's tremendous advantages in understanding how we age personally, because when we do understand that, we can do something about it. We all feel that aging is out of our control, and aging is out of our control, but the way we age while we're going through that process is very much in our control. Now, let's talk a little bit about what people will learn about their own aging in the upcoming event. Now, we're having an October event. It's called Targeting Metabesity. It's online, and explain a little bit about first how people can register and what they will encounter when they attend.
Sure. Well, your listeners are invited to look at www.metabesity2020.org. Metabesity is a sort of a made up word, so hopefully you can flash that. People can find that, but you can register for it. It's starting on October 10th, Columbus Day this year, 2022, and goes for 4 days, 3 days of a main conference, and a fourth day is an emerging company showcase where you see some of the bigger and a select offering of the smaller companies that are engaged in the longevity space or the industry. And what would they learn? The mission of our Catalyst Institute and the Metabesity Conference is to accelerate the translation of emerging science into public health in order to prevent or delay chronic diseases and to extend healthy longevity. So that's a mouthful and some buzzwords, but basically, if you think of it as, you know, we have spent medicine has been trying to treat diseases in the past, and that's been great for acute diseases, infections, and so forth. But we now have an epidemic, in fact, a pandemic of chronic diseases And those are the major ones. Everyone knows them: diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular diseases,
Alzheimer's,
degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, cancer even. And so those are the big problems. And if we can find a way not just to reactively treat them, but to proactively prevent or delay them, that would be a huge boon. It's actually one of the great challenges of healthcare for this century.
And it's the challenge of the whole world. Those of you who know me know that I'm on the United Nations Committee on Aging, and they have named the next decade the decade of healthy aging. But what does that really mean? Again, countrywide, it doesn't matter where you're living, everybody's concerned about Alzheimer's, everybody's a caregiver, and many, many baby boomers are taking over the last part of their lives to actually spend their time with ailing parents. They never expected to spend their retirement that way, but they are. And so the Catalyst Institute itself is devoted to this delay and prevention of these chronic diseases. Now, getting back to the conference, the word metabesity, you said, is a made-up word, but we really want people to use that word, targeting metabesity. What does metabesity mean?
It's actually a neologism, like it's a new word that was made up by the founder and president of the Catalyst Institute, Dr. Alexander Fleming. He goes by Zan. Zan first used the word, we think, in 2013 at a conference in San Francisco to refer to that constellation of chronic diseases of old age. Mentioned diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular, cancer, et cetera, and the aging process itself, that share common roots and therefore may be susceptible to common solutions.
So more and more we're learning, and many of our listeners know if they heard some of the doctors, some of the geroscientists on our show, spending a whole hour with us, that they feel that there's a connection between the gut and the brain. Many of them feel that there's a connection between cancer and Alzheimer's. We just had a show with regard to that. So if you ask doctors, researchers, over and over again, they're going to tell you that the body is connected. And that's one of the biggest breakthroughs, it seems, in the way medicine is being researched. But let me ask you personally, Thomas, through the years that you've been observing this, there's 5 years of this conference at least, what have you seen as the biggest breakthroughs that already exist with regard to us living longer and healthier, in your opinion?
Well, this is just my personal reaction. I'm not a historian, if you will, of geroscience, but you know, scientists at the end of the last century started seeing that age is not just something that happens and it's fixed. And so different species, for example, have different lifespans from, hours to centuries. That's odd. You want to understand why biology has such a broad range. And scientists started to be able to manipulate through the environment, through introduction of agents or through genetic manipulation, to expand lifespan by multiples, like 2, 3, 5 times the normal lifespan.
Laboratory.
So it starts,
yes.
It gives you a clue that it's not fixed. It's something that's biochemical that's going on. And a fascinating experiment sort of in the first decade of the 21st century was, it's a little ghoulish, but when scientists put together the circulatory systems of an old rodent and a young rodent, the old rodent kind of looks scruffy and slow and not very active and curious, started to take on the all of the characteristics. Sleek fur, started to look like a robust buck, you know, the mouse. And so what that obviously suggests is there's something in the blood. What is it? We don't know yet. People have been chasing that seems to keep organisms acting younger, looking younger. So it's something, again, biochemical. And I would say one of the most interesting things that's happened in the last couple of years was an experiment out of Harvard where they were able to take stem cells and or to sort of reverse engineer cells. They took crushed optic nerve of a rodent, and they were able to rejuvenate the nerves as a result of manipulation. That's just a fascinating thing. It tells you what may be possible if we can figure out how to do this correctly.
And what you're going to hear, guys, if you do, and you should, be part of this conference, we'll give you a little bit more information on who's speaking in a minute. That's the kind of thing you're going to learn about. You'll learn about things that you really do not learn about in the average, let's say, blog about aging that'll tell you to eat right. Of course, you must do that. You must exercise, all these things. But the real breakthroughs that are coming out that you wouldn't ordinarily know about. So I'll tell you, Thomas, that one of the big breakthroughs for me personally in the years that I've been watching the Targeting Metabesity Catalyst conferences is that not only do we all age differently, but different parts of our body age differently. So I've been interested in the emerging companies and have used what is really now called biomarkers, where you could see how you're aging, where you personally can, all the way down from a scale that tells you your BMI to other kinds of ways of monitoring your own self, and then you can do something about it. So this ability for the average person to know more about their own aging has been a breakthrough. It may be a tech breakthrough, but it's a great breakthrough. So tell us a little bit about the speakers that you're planning, and then we'll talk a little bit about that important day, that emerging company, which is telling us a little bit about the future. But first, your basic speakers, because they're the creme de la creme of geroscience.
Well, your listeners may be familiar with Ken Dyckman. Dyckwald, he's the CEO of AgeWave and a gerontological psychologist. He's authored 19 books. He is going to give the keynote address at the opening of the conference, and I think that'll be amazing. We have a session on, I think it's day two, a morning session with William or Bill Hazeltine. I don't know if your listeners would be familiar with him. He's founded like 8 biotech companies, including Human Genome Sciences, which was very important, played an important role in the unlocking of the human genome. He has assembled a stellar cast of panelists. It includes the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, the Dean of the Harvard Medical School, a former FDA Commissioner, et cetera. And he's going to talk about COVID. Everyone is interested in it. It's not necessarily specifically on the topic of healthy longevity, other than you don't want to die early from, COVID. But here we are in the third year of the pandemic. What have we learned? We learned a lot. Secondly, he's going to sort of witness the birth of a new chronic disease, something we haven't seen before, long COVID, which should be of interest to everybody. And thirdly, he's going to, his panel's going to explore what are the lessons from the COVID pandemic for the global pandemic of chronic diseases. So that's one session that I just want to call out.
Should be missed. Yeah, and remember, I just want to tell everybody that although it's 4 days, it's going to be recorded too. So you will be able to participate this in your own way, but you got to go and register. Before we go in a little further with another stellar, these programs can't be beat. Tell us again how to register.
Again, go to the www.metabesity2020.org website, and it's easy to find the registration, and you can take a look at our program. We target our conference for people, for both specialists and for interested general public. So if you look at the various topics, I mentioned the session on COVID that should be of interest to a lot of people. I guess I'd call out the scientific director of the NIA, the National Institute on Aging, Luigi Ferrucci, is doing a fascinating session on longitudinal phenotypical markers of aging. That's a fancy scientific way of saying how do people, when you talk about biomarkers, you typically think of blood panels or some kind of metric, molecular metric. But he's gotten some, his team at NIA have been running the Baltimore Aging Project, I guess, for decades. And they have really interesting markers that can tell you the difference, as Adrian, you mentioned, everybody knows there's a difference between chronological age and biological age. Some people age really well, and some people seem older than they really should be. And to be able to nominate, to name what those markers are that can tell you what your true biological age is very, very important for us.
And of course, one of the great social issues is that people age differently, so that their spouses age differently, their friends age differently. And this is something we want to know about, because we would all like to impart some of this information, make it water cooler talk, something that we can all associate with, is knowing how and understanding how we're aging and how the people we love are aging. And the fact that geroscience may be able to help us do something about it. Okay, before we say goodbye to everybody, please remember that this show will be on YouTube. We will be also having it on Apple iTunes and iHeartRadio. It's on Libsyn already. It's on all these places. Wherever you are a podcast listener or a YouTube watcher, Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging, is there for you. And I will say that this conference is the fountain of truth, because the level of care that is looked at by the Talis Institute to make sure that these are not just empty promises, marketing promises, but real life science, is extraordinary and really out of the ordinary for some of these longevity conferences. So thank you so much, Thomas. I assure you that we're going to have the our website is going to show exactly how to register. And see you there, because you should be there. Thanks so much, Thomas.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So I'll say this to you as I always do. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. I'm inappropriate.